and spoke. That's about all.
Okay. Well, what about the part? Well, I'm getting ahead of myself now. I better slow down and go on through these before I get on over to that. Are you familiar with the terms whiffle tree or single tree or swingle tree, double tree, any of those terms? They have to do with wagons, I know. You don't?
No.
Not familiar with those? Okay. If somebody had a lot of wood in his wagon, he was driving it into town, you'd say he was what wood in his wagon? You could say he was carrying wood or he was
hauling wood.
Okay. If you're talking about dragging a stump out of a field, you might say, yesterday we
bagged.
What do you call an instrument that's used for digging furrows before things are planted?
A shovel.
Well, what about something that maybe a horse would pull along?
A plow.
Okay. Are you familiar with different kinds of plows? Could you tell me anything about different kinds of plows?
Not a farmer.
Okay.
You all have it over there.
Is she from the country?
She had a farm. She's a school teacher. She got more brains than I have.
What do you call something that that breaks up the ground?
Well, it's a plow. Plow breaks up the ground.
Yeah.
Plow.
But there's another one that I think it breaks it up even more than a plow does. It might have a whole bunch of wheels on it. Sharp wheels.
A furrow?
Maybe. I'm really not too familiar with this. What I'm interested in is a harrow. Are you?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it, but that's what I've heard them call.
Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Have you heard of different kinds of... Okay. So then the thing that you make the furrows with is the plow. And the thing that you break up ground with is the... what about something that that you put firewood on to saw it? Firewood end. It might have two X-shaped things and you put the...
And
now, when you're going to saw it, you're outside and going to...
I know. It's made a long piece of wood with some things that stands up there. But I don't know what you call it.
Well, now, what about something that a carpenter would put a piece of board on to saw?
It's the same thing, but I still can't call it.
Well, now...
A horse.
Okay. All right, fine. Now, is there a difference between the kind that a person would use in sawing wood? I mean, in sawing firewood, and the kind of thing he'd use if he were sawing a board.
It seems like, now I don't know this for sure, but I seem like I've seen them that had it double for the firewood, that they put the log across two, one here and one there.
Uh-huh.
And then they saw in the middle.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now what about one that has an X frame? That has, and then the, let's see if I can draw you one.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
Okay, like...
I don't know what you call it.
Like this, and the log goes across here somewhere. Like that. Sure.
I don't know the difference.
Are you familiar with the term sawbuck or sawjack? Okay. What do you